The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 25th Chapter, Text Number 3, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 3rd, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Jajat vidhat vidhatte Bhagavan स्वच्छन्दात्मा आत्ममाया तानि मे सद्दधानस्य कीर्तनानि अनुकीर्तय. सो द स्पीकर एंड द ऑडियंस सर्वनाम कीर्तनम विष्णु स्मरणम पादसेवनम अर्चनम वंदनम दास्यम Sakkhamatma Nivedanam. These are the nine different processes of devotion and service, devotion and life. The beginning is Savanam Kirtanam. This is the beginning of Saddhadhanasya and one must be very eager or sincere to hear Saddhadhanas, Sadhya. Then it will be successful. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is stated, Satatam Kirtantam Ma Jatantascha Divavrata Namasantascha Manga Bhaktya Nitya Jukta Upasati. So, we have to speak or chant about the holy activities of the Supreme Personality of God. That is, simply by, if we hear, just like avavat vayasaki kirtan, Sri Vishnu Sravane Parikke. This Bhagavat was recited by Sukadeva Goswami and it was heard by Parikshit Maharaj. So, although there are nine processes, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam, you hear about Krishna, Krishna and Vishnu the same. Krishna is the origin of Vishnu Tattva. And Vishnu is expansion of Krishna. So, when we speak of Vishnu, the origin of Vishnu is Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham Adirhi Devana. I am the origin, even of the Devas, the most important Devas are Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. Creation. In the beginning of creation, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. From Vishnu, Brahma is born. From Brahma, Lord Shiva is born. And they take charge of the three modes of material nature. Brahma, Vishnu takes the charge of Satogun, and the Lord Brahma takes the charge of Rajagun, and Lord Shiva takes the charge of Tamo. But in the creation, before the creation, when there was no Brahma, no Shiva, there was Krishna. Therefore Krishna says, Aham Adirhi Devana. We create all the Devas, demigods, all living entities. They are created after this cosmic manifestation is created. That from the Vedas it is said, in the beginning there was no Brahma, no Shiva, only Narayana Asit, Eko Narayana Asit. That Narayana is also another plenary expansion of Krishna. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Paratanam Nanya Kinchid Asti Dhananjaya. So we have to learn from the Shastra that Krishna is the origin, Bhagavan. Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. Iti Chang Shukala Pumshan, Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. All the Vishnu Tattvas, all the incarnations, they are plenary expansion of Krishna and all expansion of the expansion. Thousands and thousands, millions. Just like there are waves in the ocean and the river, similarly, there are incarnations, many thousands. Saptamish avatar, guna avatar, swayam avatar, or many avatars, they are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, all these avatars are satchanda atma. There is no cares and anxiety. Just like if we organize a business or some management, we have got so many anxieties. Even he is the managing director or proprietor or the supreme person in some establishment, he has got so many anxieties. He is not very happy, although he is sitting in his room without any disturbance, but because he has to manage, the brain is working how to do this, how to do that, how to manage that affair. Is always full of anxiety. This is material nature. In the material world, you cannot be without any anxiety. That is not possible. Asat graha. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, when he was asked by his father, my dear boy, what best thing you have learned from your teachers, will you explain to me? So Prahlad Maharaj immediately replied, Tasadu manne suravajya dihina sada samudvigna dhiyam asadgraha. Yes, I have learned the best thing is that this materialistic person who have accepted the asat-bhushta, Sat and Asat. Sadgama Asatoma. Don't keep yourself in the Asat. Go to the Sat, Om Tat Sat. That is the Vedic injunction. So, material world means Asat Vastu. Asat Vastu means not good or which will not stay. Asat. Sat means which exists. And asat means not exist. So, in the material world, nothing will exist. It exists for some time, temporary. The Mayavadi philosopher says, the Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya. We, Vaishnava, we do not say Mithya, because God or Supreme Brahma is true. So there cannot be anything untruth from the truth. That is not possible. Just like if you prepare something from gold, an earring, that earring is also gold. You cannot say it is something else. So jatova imani bhutani jayante, that is Vedic instruction. Janmadasya jataha. So, Supreme, Absolute Truth is that from whom or from which everything has emanated. So if everything has emanated from the Absolute Truth, it cannot be untrue. How it can be untrue? It may be temporary. Therefore, we Vaishnava philosophers, we do not accept this jagat, as the Mayavadi philosophers say, jagat mithya. No, we don't say mithya. We say jagat is also satya, because the jagat has emanated from the Supreme. Therefore, it is not mithya, but it is temporary. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. The material nature is temporary, bhutta bhutta praliyate. It comes into existence and stays for some time, then it is again annihilated. But it is not mithya. We don't say mithya. And it can be utilized for the Supreme Truth. This is Vaishnava. Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandhe Jukta Vairagya Mucchate. Our Vaishnava philosophy is, we don't take anything as mithya. We take it as truth, but we don't use it for purpose of which is not true. The material purpose is not true. But spiritual purpose is true. Therefore, anything you use it for the ultimate truth, absolute truth, that is realization of truth. This is Vaishnava philosophy. Anāsaktasya viṣayāt yatārham upajanjata nirbandhe krishna sambandhe yukta vairāgya mucchate. This is the instruction given by Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī. And on the other side, prāpañcikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna mumukṣubhi parityāga phalgu vairāgya tathāti. Mumukṣubhi means those who are aspiring after mukti. Those who are aspiring after mukti. Because when one is disgusted with this material engagement, sadā samudvigna dhiyam, they want to destroy this. Mithya. But the Vaishnava says, the prāpuncikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna. Everything has got relation with the Supreme Person or the Absolute Truth. Just like this microphone. It is made of metal. But what is metal? It is another form of earth. So Krishna says, bhumi rapana lavayu hangmano buddhiri vacha bhinname prakriti astadha. It is his energy. So his energy, he is the source of energy. So energy, how it can be untrue? That is not untrue. We don't say that this metal has no connection with Krishna. Yes, it has connection, because it is production of his own energy. So just like this material world, this cosmic manifestation, is the production of the sunshine, the sun and the sunshine. You cannot say the sunshine is false and the sun is true. That is not night philosophy. If the sun is true, then the sunshine is also true. So we don't say that this jagat mithya. No. It may be temporary, but it is not mithya. Therefore, our Goswamis, they instruct, or Krishna also instructs, that everything belongs to him. Therefore, everything should be utilized for his purpose. That is one thing. So this creation is made or emanation from Bhagavan. But he is Svachanda Atma, he has no anxiety. If we want to create something, if we want to construct a building, creation, or anything, a factory, a machine, we have to go through so many anxieties, how to make it successful. Krishna's creation or God's creation is not like that. Just like, see, Krishna is standing before you, he has no anxiety. He is very pleasantly with his consort Srimati Radharani and enjoying playing on his flute. There is no anxiety. That is God. If God has got anxiety, then what class of God is? No. So that anxiety-less God you'll find in Krishna. The demigods take any demigod. Even Lord Brahma, he is also anxious. He is meditating. Lord Shiva, he is dancing with his trishul. He has got something to do to annihilate. He has got anxiety. Goddess Kali, he is also standing with soul and so many things. So they have got activity. Durga, she is engaged in so many activities. But Krishna, you find all a satchandatma, all is peaceful. Krishna, when he is engaged in killing some demon, that Krishna is different from the original Krishna. That is Vasudeva Krishna. That is Vasudeva. Krishna personally does not go anywhere. Padam ekam nagacchati. Giving up Vrindavan, he does not go in state away. That is original Krishna. And other things, other activities which are done by Krishna, that is Vasudeva Krishna. From Krishna, Vasudeva, Sankarsan, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, then from again Sankarsan, Narayan, again from Narayan, Ditya Chaturbhaha, then Vishnu, Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Kshiradakshaya, in this way there is system how Krishna expands. Eka Bahushyama. Krishna can expand himself in many, many forms. Advaita, Achyuta, Anadi, Ananta Rupam. Adyam Purana Purusam Navajovana. He is the Adi Purush. Govindam Adi Purusam Tamaham Bhaja. Brahma says. Brahma is not Adi Purush. Brahma says, Govindam Adi Purusam Tamaham Bhaja. So Krishna is the Adi Purush. And he has got many expansions. Advaita, Achyuta, Anadi. Anadi, Adi. He has no beginning, but he is the beginning of everything. That is called Anadi, Adi. He has no beginning, but he is the beginning of everything. That Advaita, Achyuta, Anadi, Ananta Rupam, and he has expanded himself in so many forms. We are also Krishna's form, but we are Vibhinnams. In Samsa and Vibhinnams, the Vishnu Tattva is Bhagavat Tattva, Samsa, personal expansion. And we are energy expansion. We are also energy. Aparayam itastu vidhine prakritim para jiva bhuta mahabhav. So jiva prakriti expands, para prakriti expands. So Krishna is always satchandatma. He has no anxiety. Satchandatma atmamaya jajjag vidhatte bhagavan. Satchandana, whatever, even if he is killing a demon, there is no anxiety. That is Krishna. Even if he is killing, he has no anxiety. Satchandatma. That is also confirmed in the Vedic language. Parasa shakti vividhaiva sriyate natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. So, he has nothing to do personally. His energies act. Then try to understand why Bhagavan is attributed with the word Satchandatma. Because just like a big man, he wants to do something, he simply says to his secretary, this thing must be done. He does everything. And he is quite confident that I have told my secretary and it will be done. The secretary is a person's shakti, energy. Similarly, if an ordinary man within this world has so much energies or secretaries to act, so just imagine, although Krishna is Jagadishara, he is managing the whole universe. He is managing. There is brain. The foolish man, they say there is no brain. No, there is brain. But we do not know who is the brain. That is our foolishness. But if we take information from the Shastra, we can understand what is that brain. That brain is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhakshena prakiti suyate sacharacharam hetunane na kaunthya jagadbi parivartate. So, behind this material energy, material energy just like we see, there is cloud, there is thundering sound, there is rain, and from the rain there is crops, there is food grain, then we eat those food grains, annat bhavanti bhutani, parjannat anna sambhavo, then jagyat bhavati parjanya, jagga karma samudbhavam. These things are already stated. Everything, the origin is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jagga, jagga karma samudbhavam. Jagga means we have to satisfy the Supreme Person. That is called jagga. And this process can be executed when the human society is very regulated. Regulated means there must be division of these varnas and ashramas. Varna means four varnas, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, and four ashramas, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. They have got their respective duties. So unless the human society is divided into this eight scientific division and everyone acts according to his position, there cannot be any peace in the world. That is called varnasrama. Varnasrama charvata purusena parapuman Vishnu aradhate. The ultimate goal is to satisfy the Lord, Supreme Lord Vishnu. Nate vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu. But the foolish people, they do not know that ultimate interest is how to satisfy Vishnu. Vishnu aradhate. So, when there is dharmasya glani, then Lord Vishnu or Krishna, by his incarnation or personality, he comes. Therefore it is said, jajat vidhatte bhagavan. But because he comes to paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chudushkritam, he has no anxiety. Satchandatma. And he does by his own internal potency. He does not take anyone's help. That is Krishna, that is Bhagavan. Natasya karjam karanam cha vidyate. He has got so varieties of energies that everything is done very correctly and perfectly. Natasya karjam karanam cha vidyate. Natasya sama udikascha disyate. Parasa shakti vividhaiva sriyate. Sābhāviki jñāna valakriyāca. Sābhāviki jñāna valakriyāca. Everything is being done perfectly. So, there are activities. Those who are impersonalists, they cannot understand. They cannot understand what is the personality of God. Nāvijānāti māmebhva paramambhaya in the Bhagavad Gita.
Tri Gunamai Bhavai Mohita. Because they were covered by the influence of three kinds of material modes of nature, one cannot understand what is the Supreme Personality of God. Naham Prakasa Sarvasya Yoga Maya Samavrita. But he reveals himself to the devotees. Bhaktyamam Abhijanati Javan Jaschami Tattata. So our business is to understand Krishna Tattata in truth, not superficial. Then our life is successful. Janma Karma Medibam Jo Janati Tattata. Not superficial. Try to understand Krishna in truth. Therefore, here it is said that Tani me Saddha Dhanasya Kirtanani Anukirtaya. Anukirtan. Anukirtan means don't manufacture. Anu means following. Therefore, the Bhagavat Tattva or Bhagavan can be understood by the parampara system. Anu. Evam parampara praptam ima rajasayuga. Rajasay. Formerly the kings, they were raja, at the same time great saintly person, rishi. They are not ordinarily this king, Navarsa, engaged in drinking and dancing. No. They were all rishis. All rishis. Up to Maharaj Parikshit. They were trained up in such a way, although it was monarchy, one man's control, but that man is not ordinary man. They are called Naradeva. Naradeva means Bhagavan in the form of a human being. A king was worshipped therefore, because they were Rajas, among the Rajas, Bhagavan says, Krishna says, unless the kings, the government head, does not know what is the purpose of this life, what is the purpose of this material world, then how he can rule nicely? It is not purpose. He has no purpose. He does not know what is the aim of life. Just like they think that eating, sitting, eating and sleeping and sex life and then die. They're like animal life. This is not human life. Human life must know what is the aim of life. That they do not know. Nate vidu sarthagatem hi Vishnu. Durasaya ji bahiratthamana. These foolish people, they are trying to be happy. Durasa. Durasa means the hope will never be fulfilled. That is called durasa. Bahiratthamana. Bahiratthamana. This external. Here is called Atmaya. But there is another Maya. This Maya is external Maya, external energy. That is this material world. They are trying to be happy in this material world by adjusting material things. That is called Durasa. It will never be fulfilled. Therefore, in the history, you see, there have been so many material leaders, but they died simply working hard. They could not make things very properly adjusted. There was Napoleon, there was Hitler, there was Gandhi, there was Nehru, there are so many leaders. But nobody could adjust. This is not possible. That is durasa. Durasayati bahiratthana. Because they do not know what is the ultimate goal of life. The ultimate goal of life is to understand Vishnu. And people are going on. Nate vidu sarthagatim hi Vishnu durasayade bahirattamana andhagathandhir upaniyamana stepi satantra urudhamni vaddha. Andha means blind. If one blind man he is trying to lead other blind man, then what is the benefit? The leader is blind and the follower is blind. Then there will be no result. They do not know isatantra urudhamni vaddha. They are tied hands and legs by isatantra. by the regulative principles of the nature. So one has to learn from the Shastra. Devi jesa gunamai mama maya duratya. Māme vaja prapadyante, maya me tāṁ karate. The prapadyante means bhakti. So, the samanam kirtanam is the beginning of bhakti yoga. Therefore, he says, tāni me sadhudhānasya kirtanāni anukīta. Anukīta, just speak to us by following the parampara system. Anu, anu means follow. Anu means always, and anu means follow. Anugaman, anukaran. Anukaran means imitation. Anugaman means follow and go. So here, anukirtaya. First of all, you must know from the authorities what is the truth. Then you speak. Don't speak nonsense. It will not help you or your follower. That is called anukirtaya. So, one has to learn how to describe the Absolute Truth, Bhagavan, how he is acting, how he is merciful, how he is so kind to the living being that he comes personally. He is more anxious to give us education, enlightenment, what is the goal of life. Jada jada hi dharma saglani bhavati bharata. And he leaves the literature, he leaves his devotee, he leaves his follower, the parampara system. Take advantage of this. This Krishna consciousness movement is meant for giving the whole human society this advantage of understanding what is the Absolute Truth. It is not a bogus thing. It is actually this anukirtaya. We are not manufacturing our philosophy. There is no business. Why should we try for unnecessarily waste our energy for manufacturing? There are so many things to be learned which is already there in the Vedic literature. Just try to learn and distribute it. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Bharat bhumite manusya janma haila ja janma sarthakari karo parupaka. That is being attempted. Anyone who has taken birth in this land of Bharatvarsha, it is his duty to make his life successful by taking advantage of this Vedic literature. But we are not taking advantage of Vedic literature, we are going to learn technology. That is our mishmash. Technology is shilpakala, just like an artistic man. That is not real education. Real education is how to solve the problem of life, janma mitu jarabhyadi dukkha du samadasa. That is education. So this education, this transcendental education, is to enlighten people how to become relieved from this entanglement of material life, janma mitu jarabhyadi. Thank you very much.